recommendation. What's up, guys? Welcome to Dapper Shark Podcast, episode 60, the big 6-0, twice 30 and half of 120. These are how numbers work.
Yay!
Joining me today are Emily and James.
If you divide 60 by 6, then you get 10. If you multiply that by 2, and then 3, you get 23.
And then if you take away 20 from that, that's 3. Half-Life 3 confirmed.
Oh, shit. Also, James, that was slightly nerdier than I expected. And also, honey, that was slightly nerdier than I expected.
What kind of podcast do you take us for?
I'm a podcast?
Oh my god!
I am become podcast. What's our first topic on the menu today, John?
I don't know, look at your show notes.
We got a menu?
No.
I made them, you guys look at them.
No.
My job's done.
You just read them, I react.
Oh! So, you won't believe what's on our top 10 list.
Edit this out. Beep.
You just leave it in there to spite you. Just be like, edit this out. Fart or some sort of like grotesque noise.
Just put something worse. Oh, that's a good idea.
Shut up.
Okay. James should totally silence his cell phone.
Let me go.
Did you do it before you mock him?
Yes.
I see that. I see what you're doing.
Yes!
Yeah.
Actually,
I saw you holding down the volume button.
No.
So, it looks like we're getting some updates to Pokemon Go again.
Updates!
Yeah.
Which updates? Gosh, I don't even know what you... Nah, I was gonna go.
This is your story! Okay, fine. You know what? Before that, I'm going to talk about a game that is near and dear to my heart. Evil Genius 2 is finally going to be a thing. And I'm really excited because Evil Genius the First is a game that I got to play extensively, but, you know, it's kind of older at this point, it doesn't really hold up, and, like, it's very janky.
And if John says it doesn't hold up, then it really doesn't hold up.
Because yeah,
John
pretty
says
fucking
some
forgiven.
Really bad games hold up.
I mean, they do mechanically. Not necessarily.
They,
the
mechanics,
eyes.
Mechanics don't.
Mechanics don't degrade.
No, they don't, so they don't count. If something holds up, that means it still looks good, or sounds good, or plays good.
No, it means it's fun. It means it's still fun.
No.
Well, that's my
definition
of it.
Because things can still be fun.
And look like buttered ass?
Yes. But they still cannot hold
don't
up.
Don't Google that.
Buttered ass. Oh, God!
Why is this donkey covered in butter?
Wait, so what console was the original Evil Genius on?
PC.
Oh, okay.
Console.
I was thinking, well, you said it was, like, super old, so I kind of assumed that it was, like, an Xbox title or something like that.
Oh, no, it is pretty old, though. It was one of the original, like, base management things. You're an evil mastermind, you get henchmen and such, and your goal is to try to take over the world through evil deeds, and you build this base into the volcano that you're on.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, and I don't think I've ever beaten that first level.
Oh.
Because it takes a while. Or if, I don't even know if that's, like, the whole game or just the first level. Do you know? You've played it.
Play Evil Genius?
Yeah.
Oh, it's been so long, John. Long Johns.
Long Johns.
Anyway.
That actually reminds me of a game that Haley's been playing called Dungeon 2.
Yeah, that's like Dungeon Keeper in
yeah.
of itself, yeah.
Pretty much. That actually looks a lot, like a lot of fun. Although it has one of the things about one of that type of management game that pisses me off is the fact that you can't directly control, which I guess it makes more sense being an overlord, like they kind of have their mind of their own and they
mm-hmm.
kind of do stuff, but it's just like fuck.
Don't ever try to play Nomoria or Dwarf Fortress or Craft the World or anything like that, because oh my god, you will get so fucking pissed off. I had my dwarves, they needed to start cutting stone to make a well, because they were going to starve, they were going to fucking die. Sorry, my gnomes. Yeah. Well, exactly.
They're going to water starve.
Anyway, they were going to die of dehydration, and they were just like, we gotta fix these floors! I'm like, guys, come on.
You gotta do this thing. No, yeah, like, Haley, her main forces are, like, demons, and they require beer, because if you don't give them beer,
mm-hmm.
they literally go on strike. And so it's like, okay, so she has, like, 4 breweries in this room, and she has people assigned to those breweries, but they refuse to brew. They just keep walking away and doing whatever the fuck they want. So she actually got to the point where it was like, she actually closed, made doors on the outside in this brewery room and locked them. It's like, you guys fucking make beer.
Yeah.
Now. But then, of course, that created the issue where now she has to manually, like, pull
open them.
Yeah, like, pull all the beer out and put it in the Great Hall or whatever. And it's like, so then basically turns into even more micromanaging just because these fuckers won't do a thing that they need, but then she told them to do. But it also kind of reminds me of, like, Black and White in a way, where it's just like, pick up a dude, put him over here, you're doing this thing now.
Yep.
Although in Black and White, at least Black and White 2, they actually fucking like, okay, rather than, oh, I want to go, like, be worshipped. I'm going to go
that
over here.
That's it! Slap him around a lot. I love Black and White and Black and White 2. Less Black and White.
For obvious reasons. Well, it's a color. I mean, it's...
Peter Molyneux, god fucking damn it.
Something gray area.
Something, something, stop lying, something, something. You're discredited by the entire industry now. Yay!
What do you think his best hope for, like, untarnishing his name? Is
stop
my thought
lying.
Is well, I think. Well, but I mean, yes, but I think to like redeem himself, he should get in with some indie developer, actually deliver. I mean, that's the operative part of this operation is to actually deliver. But I think starting with someone small who either hasn't heard of him or who
Pete
is like, oh my god, it's Peter Molyneux.
Pete's problem has always been
Pete
because we're on a first name basis. He and I.
Damn it, Pete!
No, he's just sunk to your level. Anyway, go
so ahead. His problem has always been that he wants to put too much in a game and doesn't know how to cut back. So when he's talking at like press conferences,
no,
he says, "Well, yeah," he says every feature that he wants in the game,
as a,
not
like...
the things that are feasible.
Well, and that's the thing is as a producer or a creator, you can't just say everything you want. Because then people get excited. Like, he says, oh, and he's gonna do this! Because people are dumb.
Yeah.
And you also say it as in, like, something that is in, like, something. Like, I've got a guy in the back. He's coding it right now. It's gonna be in there. It's a thing.
Yeah.
Rather than, like, yeah, this is on our board of things that we kind of want to put in the game.
Like the first time he was talking about Fable 2 and he mentioned the dog and the people in the back were like, what dog? What dog? What dog?! We didn't do anything with a dog!
It's like, dog? What? Shit, he's going off script.
Yep.
Give him... Oh my god, give him a script. That's how
no,
you fix him.
Don't let him do PR. That's how you fix Peter Molyneux.
Fair.
Do not let him talk.
That's true.
Just have him there. Don't give him... give him a microphone, but don't turn it on.
Mm-hmm. They're just like, why aren't they hearing me? No, turn it on, but make it only, like, feedback to him.
That's so all he really wants to hear anyway.
Himself, yeah. Ouch. Also, I'd like to point out that Evil Genius is, like, it's like $10 on Steam and has overwhelmingly positive reviews.
Yeah, it's great.
Fucking look, although it looks like something, like, out of the 90s.
That's the point.
Yeah.
Like, it you can tell that it's a game that if you played it and were nostalgic for it, you're gonna love it still, but looking at it objectively, I'm like,
It hurts.
Yeah.
To look at it.
Yeah.
It's gonna be fun. Some like
if you like Dungeons, Dungeon Keeper, or Dungeons, or Dungeons 2, you're probably gonna like it. That's all I can say.
All right, and apparently, 1,500 Steam users agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
With their 95% positive rate.
Damn right.
Fucking, that's actually pretty sweet.
That's just on Steam too. It's on GOG as well.
Yeah, and it's been around since like. How long has Steam been around? I don't know. It said the game came out in, like, 04.
Wasn't Steam released, like, didn't it actually come out around the time of the Orange Box?
Possibly. I mean, it took very bad reviews. Like, people, I remember that people fucking hated it.
Yeah, because it was shit back then. And now I'm like, Steam! Hey, buddy! How you doing, old friend?
Hey! The thing that owns, like, all of my games.
Yeah.
That thing. This ever-present thing. Oh, initial release was 2003.
Hey, there you go.
Steam is 13 fucking years old.
Explains why they stopped doing such work on it. Actually, there's something I need to add this to the show notes. They are giving it a major UI overhaul pretty soon.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Vamp for a second while I look for the exact date.
Well, I mean, if we're talking about, say, Steam and UI overhaul, I actually... in certain capacities, actually like the big picture mode. like, especially, obviously, for navigating your games with a controller, but, like, the, some of the, just, so I think that the layout's kind of nice until you get to the parts of the Steam UI that are designed specifically not for big picture, that basically opens up, like, a web page that you navigate with a controller, which is just fucking bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
But I hope that they improve that, especially, well, like, not like Steam boxes are really going anywhere, but. John has a very serious look on his face. Staring at
him. I'm just trying to find you a date, real quick.
Oh, okay. Is that, like, the date of the proposed, like, UI switch-up?
Or... Yeah. And also what that consists of. Okay, so they're not giving an exact date, but they said an overall UI refresh and update is coming. They're also looking to reduce the role of game keys by enabling devs to issue games direct to content creators. So basically, they're looking to not go the G2A route. Interesting.
Wait, oh, that's kind of... I'd have to look into that, because that's bullshit. Like, what if you buy shit off a Humble Bundle? And they just said they'd... I'd be worried that they would try to abandon keys altogether.
To frustrate keys, resellers and marketplaces, now devs will be able to send games directly to curators rather than using a key. So this is to make it so that curators can still give away keys and such.
Oh.
So this is fixing that problem that people were having originally with people being like, hey, I've got free keys for the game. Like it, because then I'll give you a key.
Gotcha.
Interesting. I don't think that's going to solve anything, but let's move on.
So yeah, back to the Pogo thing that you were mentioning. I think probably the reason why I wasn't sure what you were talking about was because it's completely underwhelming.
Right.
And yeah, I mean, basically...
But you can get Ash's Pikachu.
Oh yeah. Considering only like a couple weeks ago, we had the Fire and Ice event, which was actually pretty damn awesome. And then... Because, I mean, it increased the spawn rate of fire types. That's actually how I got a freaking Charizard. I actually found a Charizard, like, out in the wild.
Nice!
And, I mean, like, and I like the events like that where they actually have, like, increased spawn rates for not common things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it would have been kind of nice. Almost caught a fucking Lapras the other day. Goddammit, Haley. But, yeah, so we had the Fire and Ice event, and then they did the gym rework. And this... event, quote-unquote, just completely pales in comparison to all of that. Just completely ridiculous. Basically, all we got is we've got a new Pikachu that has Ash's hat instead of a Santa hat or a party hat. Big fucking deal.
Where's my surfing Pikachu?
Alright. And it better know...
It's
actually,
summer!
Better actually know surf. Like, fucking A.
Actually, it is summer. God damn it.
It's summer! Why don't they fucking do that?
I have no idea.
Okay. Why didn't they think of that? Why did someone else have to think of that for them? And why are they releasing Ash's Pikachu like people care?
Well, it's
Ash's like, Pikachu is fucking pathetic.
16-year-olds care. 16-year-olds who I grew up on Pokemon. No, you didn't. You weren't even
Go
born.
Fuck yourself.
I was barely around for Pokemon, fuckers.
I was around for the whole fucking thing.
Yay.
Because I'm old.
No, you're not, John.
Also, I mean, even with the... Even with the Pikachu hats and shit like that, it doesn't fucking matter. It, like, the stats are not the same. Oh, they are the same, I should say. So, it's like, it doesn't actually, it's not a more powerful Pikachu.
It's a skin.
Yeah.
It's a skin.
And skins in this game are completely fucking worthless until the point when they involve, when they introduce trading. Like,
yeah.
if the whole reason why people even catch them and they store them is they're waiting for trading to go live so that they can be like, oh, yeah, give me a Mr. Mime for my fucking Pikachu. No, fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the only one...
What about shinies? Have they done any of that in the game? I
mean... They have Magikarp, as far as I know.
That's stupid.
Well, then you get a red Gyarados, which is awesome.
But... Equally stupid.
Fuck you.
That's the same thing.
No, the red Gyarados is my favorite.
Yeah, they look cool, but they don't... This... Okay. In Pokemon Go, though, the stats are the same.
Shh.
Yeah, show your face.
Shh.
It's a we shiny.
Need to have them. Shh.
Okay.
I think, well...
Hey, John.
Yeah?
Shh.
I've always really liked the red Gyarados, so that's part of the only reason why I actually care about a shiny Magikarp. But, I mean...
I liked the stats. I didn't really have any particular attachment to the color. Yeah, I will grant you, it looked a lot fucking cooler than blue,
yeah.
But it's still... somehow a fucking water flying type.
But yeah, no, so that the you've got a Pikachu with a hat that no one's gonna give a fuck about even when trading is live.
It doesn't even fly.
I know, right? Or surf. Fuck that. Fuck Pikachu. And yeah, no, it's and also they have a new an anniversary pack that you can buy that costs 1,200 fucking coins, which is freaking ridiculous, and comes with I can open the app and tell you, but basically
how many coins to the dollar?
Generally speaking, it's 100 coins to a dollar.
So wait, it's how many? 1,200?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's not that much, but for a game, it's getting to be like a macro transaction.
Said she who just recently bought a fucking mountain for $6.
No, John, it was $4.
No, it was $4.99.
Okay, eat shit.
So $5.
No, it was $4 because I had Steam cards, so eat shit.
Oh! So those fictional dollars don't count.
Wait, what was the mountain for?
Like, it's for paladins, and it's a big, spiky ice horse.
Although they just released a new skin. Sorry, we'll talk about paladins in a second.
Oh,
we can talk about paladins all night. I probably will when I'm playing paladins tonight.
Paladins. So good.
So yeah, I am pulling up the app, actually, as we speak, because I kind of wanted to, like, bitch about the shit that's included. Basically, it comes with approximately 13, I think I might be a little bit off, but it comes with about 1,350, like, cost, or that is the value of the stuff that you get in it. So you get 150.
Or so they say.
Well, it's like, yeah. if you were to take, granted, it includes 20 Ultra Balls, which are not something you can buy in the shop. Yeah.
Yeah, what fucking gives with that? That bugs the shit out of me.
That you can only buy basic balls?
Yeah! Okay, yeah, you can only buy the basic stuff, the premium stuff you actually have to go out and work for. To an extent, yes, I agree with that. But to the other extent, god damn it, I'm lazy.
Bum, 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 bum,
well, and it's bum, not even that I'm lazy, like, I don't want to walk. Bum, it's I'm lazy, like, bum, I don't want to visit bum, bum, bum. 40 Pokestops in a day. I'll do, like, 10.
Well, even just 10. Like, I managed to, I haven't actually bought any in about, like, 9 months. And it's like, I probably spend probably like 5 to 7 stops a day, if that. Like, some days I actually skip, and I'm usually doing okay. I mean, granted, like, I don't know. But I usually use just the basic ones and save my ultras for...
I will say that, like, lures and stuff, I'll use the... I'll sink some money into those. And I did right at the beginning. I think we sank, like, $20 into it, and that gave us a bunch. Like, mm-hmm. That lasted us for that whole initial craze.
I don't regret that, that time spent either, so I think that money was well spent.
Oh, absolutely. You know,
we spent it with friends, no less. So yeah. It's like, oh, $20 to hang out with people? Hey!
Yeah,
you can't buy prostitutes for that much.
Buying an experience.
We're not shopping.
But it's just, to me, it's... And that's all. That's, like, it. Those two things. Like, a thing that you can save a little bit of money, and a hat. Big fucking deal.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's just, I think it's, especially since they're trying to celebrate their first year, like, anniversary, because that's what the whole event is for. Mm-hmm. I think it's entirely just underwhelming and complete bullshit. Like, hey, give us more money, also here's a fucking Pikachu that no one's ever going to give a shit about. Ta-da! Yeah. Happy anniversary! No, that's not like we didn't make you, like... hundreds of millions of dollars, put your app at literally the top grossing app for months running, create a global fucking phenomenon that's been on the news, and, like, there are fucking, like, promotions at stores all over the place, granted, mm-hmm. like, shit's, like, died down, but still, this is what you're doing to celebrate all of that, to celebrate this fucking, like, huge event that you, this huge thing that you created, mm-hmm. and here's a fucking Pikachu, and give us $12.
Yeah, you should have just given us a chance to catch it. What? That would have been cool.
Give it a chance.
The Pikachu?
Yeah.
Yeah, put it out in the wild.
Oh, that's what they do.
Oh, they did? The way you said it made it sound like they were just, like, selling it with the Founders Pack thing.
Oh, yeah, no, basically, there's a increased chance to run into Pikachu, and the Pikachus that spawn right now have the hat.
That's still really fucking stupid.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's fucking whatever.
But also, Surfing Pikachu, it's fucking summer. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I know.
Just have it be a spawn near water.
That would be awesome. Like Pikachu, like, sitting there on a fucking surfboard in the water. Why don't you do this, Niantic? Jesus Christ.
So anyway, Paladin's got a update, and just in time for the whole summer thing, they're like, hey, we're gonna do the It's Summer in July thing, where they're bringing back all the snowy skins, because people like to go snowboarding, I guess, in the summer.
You said it's summer in July.
Yeah,
it is.
They brought the snowy stuff back. But they also released a new skin for Inara, and she's an ice queen, and it looks pretty fucking sweet. This on the tail end.
Inara or Tyra?
Inara.
Okay. You said something about Tyra earlier.
Yeah, they made a Tyra skin too, but I just don't fucking care about that goddamn overpowered character. They just made her better. They made her better. They didn't nerf her. Okay, her fucking... I'm gonna rant for a second. You made a character that has an AoE that does fucking 9% health damage, percent health damage per tick for 6 seconds. And a tick being like, now. They are almost all literally dead by the time that fucking tick is over, let alone if they're getting shot. So yeah, I get that it's supposed to make you move off the fucking point. Sometimes you just can't do that. And also, you just made it fucking hit deployables and shields? Are you shitting me?
Wait, isn't it supposed to be some sort of, like, poison cloud or something?
No, it's a fire.
Oh, gotcha. Never mind.
God damn it. Anyway, so they released a new Tyra skin, too. It's the Dire Wolf skin, and everyone's like, oh, it looks really cool. I'm like, the gun looks cool. Everything else looks fucking stupid. Because it's Tyra.
Ouch. Baby Wolf.
They also, yeah, man, I keep trying to remember the name of that game. Wolf Team?
Yeah.
But I can't find it.
There's a reason for that.
So, they also released a new character called... I literally just looked at it. I just glanced over to the right. Yes, Leanne is her name. She is the scion of House Iko, which is starting to... They're building the lore very gradually in the game. But I guess she's like this... Well, scion of a fallen house. So, and for those of you who don't know what a scion is, S-C-I-O-N, basically just means those of a wealthy or... influential house.
Mm-hmm.
So
the little teaser thing looked kind of cool.
Yeah. She's a sniper. Honestly, her skills are pretty cool. One of them lets her pierce multiple targets for like 800 damage. Another one's a single shot with a large cooldown, but it's a burst damage for just like her normal weapon damage. And then her normal weapon damage is pretty fast because it's a repeater rifle. Her ultimate, however, is going to be the most fucking controversial. When she uses her ultimate, she gets crowd control reduction, meaning she can't be knocked around, and she's invulnerable, meaning she can't be damaged. And she hits every target in a straight line. And if she kills someone, for each person she kills, it recharges her ultimate by 50%. 50%!
So she has to kill... If you kill two people with your ultimate,
you get to do it again!
Wow.
That's ridiculous!
That's pretty crazy. That's definitely like, oh, look at that, they're all on the point. Well...
And honestly, if they did either no crowd control or invulnerability, one or the other, I'd be okay with it. Because it's like, oh, she's doing it, knock her back. Or, oh, she's doing it, kill her! That's fine. But you can't do either. They need to pick one of those things. I wait to see how much it's going to change the meta in the next patch, but man... There's already enough annoying fucking characters like Tyra.
With the fire.
Yeah. And just to have another character that's like, hey, I'm going to clear the point for you guys. Why do you even have front lines?
Yeah, that's true. That was always kind of irritating. It's like, especially if I was playing frontline and no one was fucking backing me up. And I was standing there like, oh, well, there's a guy there that's going to fuck me up. Well, see you guys later.
I feel like I shouldn't have to say this again, but I'm going to. If you are a healer... Guess where you're supposed to be.
The person taking all the damage.
Yeah, you got it in one. Weird how common sense applies sometimes, huh? Heal the person who's tanking. Heal the person who's tanking. Heal the person who's tanking.
Or you will tank.
Yeah, or you'll lose. That's it, right there. Frontline can't do everything. So, I think with that part, we're going to go ahead and call a quick break here. Break. We'll be back with the rest of the news in a moment. See you next time. And welcome back, sports fans, to another episode of Dapper Shark Z.
Shut up, John.
Sorry. Excelsior! Actually, I just realized something sad about that. Stanley's wife just died.
Stanley's wife just died?
Yeah.
Dude, what?
Yeah.
For some reason, my brain was like, Stanley, not Stan Lee.
Yeah, I can understand.
Who the fuck's Stanley? Oh, wait a minute. Oh, shit.
So, yeah, Stan Lee's wife just died. She was quite an awesome person, from what I understand, and I think that the world genuinely lost another great. So, fantastic. And, you know, if she died, that means Stan's not, you know, far behind.
Well, he's fucking ancient, so, I mean...
Oh, yeah, I know, but still...
It's got, I mean, obviously, it's, like, a sad thing, but it's, like, you kind of have to be prepared for it.
Speaking of things that died, Firefall's finally dead for good.
Oh, yeah. Firefall beta!
Not anymore. Not anymore. The game never even officially saw release, and it was dead on arrival.
Wow. Didn't you enjoy it? Like, what?
I loved the hell out of that game.
Why did you stop playing?
Because they stopped updating.
Oh. What, this, like, was it
that... Like, they just stopped doing things.
What were their numbers like? John stares at the screen for a second.
Yep. Well, that's the thing. Like, the numbers were holding constant for a great while. But things weren't happening on their end. Like, it was months before we even heard, like, what was going on. They're like, oh, yeah, we're trying to rework this for competitive. But we're also noticing that people haven't been playing as much. It's like, yeah, because you haven't been updating the game. There's not much content to begin with.
Yeah. Like,
you have to create content. God damn it. You didn't even have the main fucking island fleshed out. What you watching, James?
Actually, I was just kind of curious, because from the way you were... I never personally played it, but from the way that you were talking about it, it sounded like it was a really fun game.
Yeah.
And so I was just sitting here kind of curious. It's like, well, why did it fail? And so I just was doing a quick search.
Oh.
And so... This person kind of goes into, like, an explanation, but basically they were saying, they kept remaking the wheel. Management kept changing directions, and the customer base slowly dwindled away and never restored itself.
Yep, and that's what happened after I stopped playing, is they started being like, okay, we have to get our players back, so let's change game types. Let's rework how all the systems work. We're going to make sure the battle frames are different so that people come back and want to try them. Oh, we actually made them inferior. We changed the grenade launcher type to a flamethrower, which isn't going to piss anyone off, I'm sure.
That is actually really sad. I can't scream Firefall beta anymore.
It had the best resource gathering system I've ever seen.
Was that the mining?
Yeah.
Dude, that was so awesome. Just that alone made me actually want to play it.
Yep.
It was like, fucking A. The whole, for those of you who don't know, basically it's like...
You hit the ground with a hammer, and the hammer sends up shockwaves. The density of the... Shockwaves shows you where more resources are, so you know where to drop a drill from the sky. The drill hits the ground and starts drilling, and you have to defend it from incoming monsters because bugs don't like you drilling into the world. And then you get a yield based on whether the thumper survives or if you sent it back early.
This is freaking awesome. And yeah. Coming up with, like, having that as in a multiplayer setting where you can actually, like, you have just more areas with more materials, but, like, higher stakes and more enemies that come in.
Oh, yeah, so and different sizes of thumpers, too.
And so you have to set up, like, you know, like, a raiding party, something like that.
Yep.
And get a group of people together. That is such a fucking amazing system. How can a game that actually had that system in it fucking fail?
It's because they kept... See, this is the thing. This is management getting in the way of game development. This is why I hate Activision so much. This is why I hate Konami. Because they can't let the fucking game designers do something risky. They have to rework it so that they're like, yeah, but other modern games do this, so do that, so we can make guaranteed money. Let them do something experimental and good. If they become the next game that people want to live up to, isn't that a better thing?
Yeah.
Have some fucking faith in your game designers. And also, game designers, have some fucking faith in your game design! They kept reading community feedback because, you know, like every game, people are like, oh, nerf this, or this is too tough, or blah blah blah. But it's a minority. compared to the players. Those are just the vocal fucking people. That was a large problem with the game, is people were bitching, but it was so few. They were just repeatedly doing it. And they listened. So they'd ruin it for everyone. Because one person's needs weren't being satisfied.
And you can't, if you release something like that into the world, you can't satisfy everybody. There are going
absolutely
to be...
Absolutely not.
Like, depending on the scope and depending on how many people are actually playing it, there are going to be a group of people that are going to be very vocal and be very angry, and some people are just, you know, not as nice about communicating that sort of thing as others.
Yep.
And you just, you can't really, you have to, I mean, obviously community feedback, you should listen to it, you should take notes, you should be like, oh, if a large group of people are complaining about something, maybe it's something that should be addressed. But if it's just like, oh, this is, I don't like this mission, or oh, I don't like this, you should do this, and it's like, oh, okay, master. It's like, no, fucking no.
Yeah. I will say that this doesn't necessarily mean that this is the end of this universe, or even that system. Red 5 as a game company has not died. They're just focusing on mobile games for a while, maybe to make money again, and then to try again. That's what I'm hoping anyway, but it does mean that we're at least not going to see Firefall again for years.
Yeah.
And maybe not even as the same name.
Hopefully they come up with something that's at least similar, because that's such a fucking awesome idea.
Yep. God, and you know, it's weird. The story was very similar to Starship Troopers, in that mysterious asteroid, like, we just conquered space travel. This is the story. We had our first interstellar ship. We sent it out, and in mid-space warp, something huge crashed through it, sending the spaceship back down to Earth and landing on Earth, wiping out tons of humans.
And then they attacked.
Yeah. And that's it. That's the story. It was cool. And then you got your sci-fi noir, everything's mutated, like, humanity's living it basically in these little shelters.
And there are bugs.
Tons of bugs, like Aranas, and then there were the Chosen, which were mutated humans.
Dude, what the hell?
Yeah.
It's really sad to see that go.
Yeah. If you ever get a chance, maybe I'll put it in the show notes for you guys. It's kind of depressing, but I think I need to. I'm going to put the trailer for Firefall into the show notes. You should watch it. It was really good. The story that they had there was great. The characters were likable.
Firefall failure.
You know, I think that the first time they started going south was when their investors decided, hey, you should make this a competitive game.
Rather than... What? There are so many fucking, like, shooter fucking competitive games out there. Yes, there is a group of people that like PvP, and you can have a specific section for PvP, but don't base your game and, like, a majority of your development on it. There's too much of that shit.
You want to know what's sad? Flash forward to a couple years later, and now we have hero shooters like Overwatch and Paladins and still TF2.
Yeah, it's there, and like, you've got your Call of Duties, and you got all this other stuff. Like, any game where you have a gun in your hand is basically just like, yeah, go on ahead and go shoot Ball Sucky 88 and fucking teabag him or some shit like that. That's pretty much like
XX_dragon_xx_x.
Yeah, it's just, there's too much of that. You know what? There isn't a whole lot of fucking shooters that are cooperative. Like, I love playing co-op shoot. Like, whenever the only reason I'd ever buy a Call of Duty game is to play the game, like, the campaign, like, co-op with someone.
Mm-hmm.
Not over the internet, because fuck them, because that's...
Because your internet sucks?
Well, no, not only necessarily because of that, but it always seems like every time when I try to connect with someone online in a cooperative fashion, they're just there to grief, or they're fucking just stupid.
Oh, gotcha.
Make me want to... shoot myself.
Yeah, I can understand that. See, and that's another thing. There was a loot system in that game that they got rid of, and I was actually happy when they did it. Because you would get drops from enemies originally, kind of like Diablo style, like it would pop out gold and resources. And
the fountain of resources.
Yeah, and they changed that in favor of a crafting system. So each battle frame basically had these different tiers that it could go down to get new weapons. And you had to craft your way to them.
That's pretty cool.
And it was cool. It gave you a reason to resource grind. And the grind itself was the fun part of the fucking game, because they hadn't added a lot of story elements yet. So it's like, woohoo, I have a great reason to progress. What? I don't see the downside to that.
Yeah.
And then like, oh, actually, we're going to go back to you have to buy it with currency in-game, and you can craft battle frame stuff. And it's like, no.
What? Why would you do that and then like go back to it, kind of?
Oh yeah, every class also gets the same weapons.
Wow, fucking really?
What? Yeah, the secondary weapons, every class got access to every single type. And it's like, that just ruins...
That, why would you fucking stupid. Have a class then?
Yeah. Well, the primary weapons were still unique, but the secondary weapons, like, those were unique to the classes for a reason, because it gave them versatility within their own class. So you can have two people running a Firecat battle frame. One of them has a grenade launcher, and the other has an SMG. The SMG guy is protecting the medic, while the grenade launcher is attacking the boss. And they both have the super plasma launcher for when things get really dicey. Because that was another thing. Your secondary weapons didn't have ammo, but your primaries did.
That's kind of interesting. So it's just like unlimited ammo for the secondary?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So at least you don't get completely screwed. Well, I guess it doesn't even fucking matter, because games just fuck you.
Yeah. Yeah. Truly, I think this is a tragic loss for gaming. I was really hoping it would pull through somehow. When I saw that it was somehow back on Steam a month or so ago, I was like, oh shit, Firefall's back on Steam? Are they coming back? Did they figure something out? Did they get an investor or something? Nope. Nope, that was just a last-ditch effort to get people to buy stuff.
to buy their game so that they can run away with more money, I guess. Or if they got enough, I guess it would be like, oh, look at this.
Yeah, and that's another thing that happened here, is them closing down like this has totally damaged their reputation, because anyone that spent money on the game, yeah, they're technically getting credited for whatever mobile game they're coming out with. That was the deal that they came up with. But that's not what the game... That's not what they sunk money into. That's not what they wanted.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I talked about that a lot longer than I thought I was going to.
I actually... I don't know. I think that actually kind of gave me... well, because Firefall was an MMO sort of thing. Well, that was... So Firefall was an MMO. And so, if now that they're shut down, even if you had the game, you're just fucked.
Yeah.
So, I really hate buying a game like that up front, or buying even assets in that game. Like, if it was, say, like, free to play, but it just had skins and stuff like that, it just gets really irritating that all the stuff that you purchased for the game is now just dust in the wind,
mm-hmm.
because it's an MMO. So, I mean, it would be the same as if you were playing an actual MMO. Like, if World of Warcraft were to finally die. funny. And it's just, like...
It'll happen.
One of these days, eventually, it's gotta fucking die. But it just thinking about, like, all the... If you bought, you know, like, 20 or hundreds of dollars worth of stuff in that game, it's just gone. Versus if you were to buy a single-player game, even if it had multiplayer, assets, then you'd still at least have that.
Yeah. And you know, I would have played the hell out of that game as a single player game.
Yeah.
I really, truly would have. I did a lot of the time.
Or even like, if they, since, I mean, I don't know, because they're probably planning on shelving it and then maybe bringing it back in a later capacity at some point. I mean, once they're done with their mobile kit.
God, I fucking hope so, because otherwise this company's just dead. And you know what's sad is it's made up of, well, at least it was before they started fucking hemorrhaging them, employees from former Blizzard games.
Yeah. I think it would be kind of nice for a game like that to release it, even if you charge for it, release like a server version, so that if you wanted to have, if you wanted to set up like a private server or something like that, then you could. You could still live this game that you put, you know, sunk money into and time, and it's just like, it would be kind of nice to be able to do something like that. Like some of the MMOs have done. Well, I guess they don't necessarily release it, but they just don't give a shit when people make private servers.
Yeah, some of them.
Not all.
Not all.
Blizzard, cough, Blizzard.
Goddamn it, Blizzard.
Speaking of Blizzard, getting off this sad, sad topic.
Yeah.
Hearthstone, Heroes of Warcraft, is getting an update. or they have released information about their newest expansion that's coming out in August.
Ooh.
And that is Heroes Ship. I lost it. Heroes of the Lich King. Something like that.
Ooh. We're gonna see some undead.
Knights of the Frozen Throne. That is it. But yeah, basically, Heroes of the Lich King.
Mm-hmm.
They announced it just a couple days ago, but they have some interesting new mechanics that they're introducing. Like, for one, there are a couple cards in the game that have a really wordy description for what they do, and that is basically like lifesteal. And, but they basically describe exactly what they do on the card. Like, all they do is lifesteal. Anybody who plays like an RPG knows what lifesteal does.
Yep.
But instead, they have this paragraph saying, any damage dealt by this character is then given to you as health. Like,
why do you need to explain that?
I know, right? So they, because of their new mechanic, or the mechanic that this is, that the new expansion is going to be, well, one of the new mechanics is going to be based off of, is lifesteal. And so, they are adding that as an actual, like, hotkey. Not hotkey, but like a term. And so they're updating cards that had that. But basically any, like, there are a couple spells and minions that, that when they deal damage, it gives that damage to you as health.
So now they're just retroactively changing the text.
Yeah. Which I think is awesome. That they're actually... Do I mean, like...
I mean, that's good and all, but it's like...
But now that the... I think it's just because they didn't want to... They probably didn't want to change it before because they're just like, we don't want to confuse new players and stuff like that. But now that the whole point, one of the major themes of this is lifesteal, they're like, oh, well, I guess we can change it now.
No, I choose to believe that this is because they just didn't want to fucking do the work.
And now that they... Well, because now that they added it as a term, they're like, oh, well, I guess we can finally do that, whatever.
Yep. Because remember, James... They have to somehow remake you download the whole fucking thing every time they change a single card. Because for some reason they thought that was a good idea.
Still can't wait for Quest Rogue to finally just die. Well, I do admit that yesterday I did kind of sort of play Quest Rogue.
Uh-huh.
Just because I was like, oh,
confess your sins.
I have to get 2 wins with Rogue. Well, might as well make it because I think the patch for that drops like this next week. So I was like, might as well do a last hurrah before I dust this fucking card. Which is going to be nice. Full dust for a legendary card.
Are you sure you're going to dust it?
I will. They hit it with the nerf hammer pretty hard.
Well, didn't they just make it so you have to do 2 more?
Yeah.
Isn't that still, like, really possible?
It's possible, but basically it's like, at this point, the average, like, your average completion time for the quest is probably somewhere between turns, like, 4 and 6. But with adding 2 additional bounces, depending on card draw, like if you draw perfectly, yeah, you could still do it within the 4 to 6 range, but you're probably looking at closer to like 8 at that point with 2 additional, depending on your card draw. And so it's like, would include probably more card draw in the deck. I'll try it out, because I think you have like a week or so after they nerf a card to dust it for full value. So I might try it with the new value just to see how it is. But technically at this point, Quest Rogue isn't necessarily like bad. Well, it's bad. Like it has a horrible fucking win rate because it's all dependent on, did I draw my bounce cards? No. Well, I'm just fucked because my entire deck is full of like 1 mana cards. But now they, with that even more so, it's just like the win rate's going to just go down.
Aren't they nerfing it because it was winning too much?
They were nerfing it because it was winning too much. They're nerfing it because it was really shitty to play against. It was just like, because other decks, it's like, yeah, they can get sort of snowball-y, and they, like, losing against them can feel kind of bad. But basically, with Quest Rogue, if you get your bounce cards, you just fucking win. And it feels really shitty to lose against someone who's basically playing solitaire.
Nah, fair enough.
So they wanted to... they can't really change it to make it more interactive because the whole point of the mechanic is to bounce your cards back, so...
No, they could absolutely rework a new mechanic entirely and call it Quest Rogue again. They absolutely could. They choose not to.
I don't think that they necessarily should, even. I mean, like, that's the card, that's what they... That's
right, how but, they made it, but don't use that dangerous thinking that they can't do that. They absolutely can. Yeah. They just are choosing not to. The only reason I'm saying that is because I actually got pissed off. I'm going to talk briefly again about Paladins.
Yeah.
I got pissed off at a couple of things where they're like, yeah, well, we can't really change the way this movement works. It's like, yes, you can. You made the game. It's beta. You can absolutely change it. There's no reason to not change it. So many people are complaining about how this works. Change it. For God's sake, you're the only one that can change it.
Like, literally.
Yeah. Fucking change it. Developers can always change things if they are bad, if they are not fun.
Yeah.
And the developer doesn't change it, it's on them 100%.
That's very true. I mean, well, they haven't really done that ever. Well, never mind. Yeah, they have. So I was thinking about, like, well, what would they do necessarily to fix it by changing it?
Like, I don't know, ask World of Warcraft.
I don't know, what do they...
Every time they release a major expansion, they change all the mechanics.
Ah. Well, I don't play World of Warcraft, so...
Yep.
But then again, late Final Fantasy XI did that too, so... It's like, yep. Oh, let's go ahead and just, like, completely rework all this shit. Oh, okay.
And if it's in the pursuit of fun... Actually, we literally just got done talking about how that was a detriment to Firefall.
It was, like, changing shit?
Yeah, well, I mean, they changed everything, is the thing. Rather than changing an aspect that wasn't fun.
Yeah. So it seems like whenever they nerf stuff, like in Hearthstone specifically, they always try to make the change related to what it was before. Like, either they'll change a value, or they'll kind of change how it interacts. Like, I remember Warsong Commander made it so that any minion that you played that had 3 or less attack had charge,
mm-hmm.
which was fucking broken, like, especially with the Grim Patron, like, interaction. And so then they changed it so that Warsong Commander gave units that have charge, like, +1 or +2 attack. So it's, like, just making your charge of creatures. So they kind of, like, flipped it, but it was still in relation to charge, so it's not like they completely, like, reworked the card, like, from the ground up. So I think that they're trying to, especially since they're on the rotation, standard rotation, you know, cards just getting kicked out after every 2 years,
mm-hmm.
they probably just want to let it tweak, they just want to tweak it and then just let it die with the whole set.
You know, and it's weird because they were just talking about a similar stance on nerfing with Overwatch. I wanted to say Battle Watch. Battleborn is not the game that I was meaning. So... Oh my god. You know, I can't really say I'm surprised that Jeff Kaplan doesn't really think anything needs to be nerfed when people are complaining, because honestly, like I was saying earlier, people are just the loud minority rather than the, you know, complaining majority.
Yeah.
And there are some issues with Overwatch, too, that people completely don't seem to realize are just them being bad at the game.
Yeah, there's that.
But there are some definite issues that even he acknowledges. I'm going to read a quote real quick.
Oh.
What I mean is that I don't feel like there are any heroes who are way too strong to the point of breaking balance. That doesn't mean that I personally don't think there are some problems with heroes. While I believe moving Roadhog away from a one-shot combo was a necessary thing we should do, I'm not entirely satisfied with where he's at right now. I also think that we need to do some brainstorming when it comes to Mercy's Resurrect, for example. The ability is extremely powerful in a very unfun way for both Mercy and everyone playing against that Mercy. But it's not Doomsday. You know what that means? That means you're nerfing an ability without saying nerfing. And you're trying to make Roadhog more powerful because you nerfed him too much. That's you just saying that to get away from the word nerf.
Yeah, and as far as nerfing or changing things in a multiplayer-centric game... And I do totally understand the concept of a meta, and the meta will shift, even if a card is particularly...
That's a good thing!
Yeah, like, even if an update happens, or a new character is introduced, new whatever, for whatever reason, a hero or a unit, something like that, becomes...
Or a card.
Yeah, becomes a little more powerful than the rest, then the people start playing cards to counter that card. Basically, as long as a card has a counter, it's fine.
Like, yeah, absolutely.
But the only problem that you run into is that if the meta becomes stale, like if that's basically like...
If that's the only thing you can do.
Yeah. Cause then technically what's supposed to happen is that people will start playing a card to counter that, or a thing to counter that thing, and then people start playing things to counter the thing that countered the other thing. And so that's
and so on and so forth, and it snowballs both ways.
Yeah, and that's that. It's like that pull, that like tug of war is what creates a healthy meta for a competitive game. But then when you get to the point where it's like, well, this card is so overpowered that there's no reason not to play it, even if these people are running these other things that are specifically the best, basically the best counter that isn't quite good enough.
Dragonfire Potion.
That's why. Totally just play minions with 6 health. Or dragons.
Yep.
There you go. Or you just, and it's when you get to that point where there isn't enough counter to get the meta to swing back, that's when you have to step in and do something.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying that basically all the pros run this specific configuration and do the specific thing, and they've been doing it for, like, going back to the thing at Overwatch.
Yeah, and that applies to Paladins, too.
Yeah, it's like, and it's that, and basically since the new expansion with Hearthstone, like, came out, Quest Rogue is pretty much, like, the only rogue you see on the ladder, except for people who feel bad for playing Quest Rogue. Yep. So they actually play, like, Miracle Rogue or some other thing, just so that they can, you know, shake things up a bit. But it also, the reason why that they nerf that specific, they're planning on nerfing that specific card, is just the feeling that you have playing against it. Like,
yeah,
I fucking just like that, oh, it's a rogue. It's probably a Quest Rogue. They play Quest, you're like, I might as well concede now.
And that's what I was mentioning with them talking about Mercy specifically. It's unfun to play against her because she just revives characters over and over again. So you don't get anywhere.
Yeah.
And so that's that, if it's unfun, you have to change it.
Actually, sort of like not necessarily what you've been playing, because it, like, I'll bring, yeah, that, the Mercy revive mechanic. We'll come back to that. But one other thing that I did want to mention as far as the new Knights of the Frozen Throne thing is that each character or hero is getting, like, a corrupted version that Ooh. Is a playable legendary card that basically gives you, like, a different and kind of, like, darker hero power, as well as some additional armor and also an effect that happens. Like, the only one that they've actually revealed so far is the Hunter one, that when you play it, you get 5 armor, you deal 2 damage to all enemy minions, and you get a hero power called Build-A-Beast. Which is basically like...
like the Abominations?
Pretty much, yeah. And you can take 2 beast cards and meld them together. Neat. Basically. And so fucking... It looks awesome. So I'm excited.
Any word on whether there's going to be Arthas or not?
Yes. He is a boss. You'll be playing against... You're not... It's,
unacceptable.
Yeah. So you don't get Arthas. I mean, if anything... Because they have, like, the nine heroes with different skins. So, I mean, like, they might have Arthas as, like, I don't know, what would they put Arthas as?
A paladin.
Paladin, yeah. Good point. So that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
But it would still have to be, like, summon a 1/1 ghoul. That'd be cool.
Well, I mean, just make him a Death Knight.
Yeah.
Paladin Death Knight.
Cool. That'd be kind of cool. But yeah, so I definitely plan on playing that, and I will let you know, because that drops in August, so that'll be several weeks from now, but
so you said you had some what you've been playing?
Oh, yeah. So, and speaking of a fucking revive mechanic and being unfun to play against, Haley and I, we don't typically play StarCraft 2 all that often, but we try to log in every week and do the weekly mutator for the experience. And so we log in last night. We were kind of drunk at this point. And I was like, oh, we should probably do the mutator for this week. Oh, yeah, let's do it. And, it was fucking bullshit, yeah. Basically, it was like, enemy units get, like, a boost if they're around a hero unit. Like, that's only applies to them. And the worst part was the fact that every time you killed an enemy, it came back to life. With full health, full shields.
Why?
Because, well, it only did it once. So
that doesn't no why?
Because they wanted to make you feel bad. That was fucking bullshit. You just sitting there just like, thankfully we were going and get like the first time we went we played on hard and we just got our fucking asses handed to us within 10 minutes and the mission was like half an hour long.
Wow.
So we're like, oh, maybe we should try a lower one. So we went with, like, normal. And then we just fucking barely beat it. Like, our bases were just completely just trashed. And we're like, we're not recovering from this. Oh, the timer's up. We won. Holy shit.
Wow.
It was that bad. But yeah, no, that was some bullshit.
Yeah, that doesn't sound fun at all. Like, yeah. That actually sounds stressful.
Yeah, so that was definitely, we did that.
Killed the Archon. Oh, shit.
good. I'm glad that it comes back with full fucking shields. And also there were, it's the co-op mission where you're, like, defending this middle, like, temple. And they have things, like, called Void Threshers.
Mm-hmm.
They're basically, like, these giant fucking units that have an insane amount of health and an insane amount of shields.
And they come back, too?
Yep. I was like, there's no way that those will come back. They do, with full health and full shields, and you get to kill them again. I was having trouble taking them down with, like, 9 carriers. I'm just, Jesus shit, man! So, yeah. So that was fucking, I can't imagine playing against Mercy. Just being like, oh, sweet, I killed this guy's back. Fuck, dead.
Yep.
Yeah, that is a bullshit mechanic. Have you played anything, like, besides Paladins?
I've been playing a lot of Paladins. I've been playing Dragon's Dogma some more, too. And the more I get into that, the more I like it, just because there's some really cool mechanics. I like being able to attack individual monster body parts and, like, Monster Hunter and stuff, but this game kind of takes it to another level because it's an RPG. So there are some monsters you have to kill certain body parts or they're going to fuck you up.
Dude, that's awesome.
Like, a chimera. I think I talked about it a little bit last week, how, like, the snake head has poison bites and stuff like that, and the lion is just like, I'm gonna fuck you up with my claws! And then they don't talk about the goat head, because the goat head casts spells, like Black Hole, or Lightning. So you have to kill either the snake head or the goat head before you attack the lion, because you're fucked if you don't. So I'm sitting there on the back of this chimera, thank you. I'm on the back of this chimera attacking a goat head, and a griffin flies in and drops a cow next to us, and then starts fighting us too, and I'm like, what the fuck?
It's just like, I'm just flying around with this fucking cow. Oh, that guy looks good.
So, my mage kills the goat head, so I jump off and try to grab onto the griffin. I manage to get the hind legs, and it starts flying off and almost shakes me loose because my stamina is so low. So I dip into my inventory real quick and eat something, you know, to get my stamina back because it's an RPG naturally. And then my mage decided it'd be a great idea to light the fucking griffin's wings on fire so it plummets us both into the ocean where we both die.
Oh.
And I was like, that was a great time spent. I'm not even kidding. I actually enjoyed that. That was cool. I wish I had jumped off.
Dude, that sounds awesome. I get thrown for a loop when games do that sort of thing. Like, I wasn't expecting that, like, in Dark Souls,
mm-hmm.
where I was sitting there fighting a gargoyle on top of a building, and I hit its tail, and its tail came off.
Yeah.
And then I got a fucking tail. Like,
yeah, you got the weapon.
I was like, oh, dude, that's fucking cool. So now I try to, like, hit body parts and shit like that just to see in the off chance they'll
fall. Yeah, you absolutely always should. And that's another thing, like, that game had a couple of those moments for me, like, there was this heavily plate armored ogre, and I was like, oh shit, this is gonna suck. I have to, like, take off the armor or something. And I'd done that to some small extent earlier, and another ogre had, like, a helmet, and I climbed up on him, and I bashed him in the head. But I decided stupidly that I'd climb up the front of this ogre.
The front?
Yeah. Because I'm like, surely he won't just go clap, and I'm dead, right?
Like, what's this fucker doing?
Oh. So I jumped on him and started climbing. He goes to, like, clap me, and I'm like, oh shit. So I do my jump, and I reach up and I hit the grab button again and grab the horn on the helmet. And then he decides to jump, so it flings me up over his head. So I let go, and it launched me up onto a balcony up above him like fucking Legolas.
Nice.
And I landed, and I'm like, bomb arrows!
Oh, sweet.
And it looks so cool. Completely unplanned, and it just felt so good to see that happen. Like, it felt awesome. And it was completely organic. It wasn't a scripted event. And I've never seen that happen in another game. Like, people talk about, oh yeah, this game's great and stuff. And it's like, that's a mounting mechanic. That's a fucking QuickTime thing. This was me just pressing the normal game button, like F, to grab on. And that happened organically from the game's engine.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Now I kind of want to play this game. Fuck you.
Yeah, dude, Dragon's Dogma is great. It's cheap, too. I think even not on sale, it's like $20.
Nice.
So, yeah. You miss it getting it for like $8, but, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Damn you, Steam Sale.
Damn you.
I'm sure Emily would tell you about the games that she's been playing, but she has had a stressful week, so she kind of conked out mid-podcast.
She's playing Sleepy Time.
Yeah. So I guess for this week, unless you got any other games you've been playing.
Nope. I've just been still playing. I haven't gotten bored of Final Fantasy XI, so I'm still just trucking along in that.
That's a good feeling.
Dude, yeah. Especially, it's like, I kind of reinstalled it, and I was like, I'm probably just going to get bored of this game, like, within just no time flat. And no, I've got, like, I'm in a Link Shell group, and I've got a couple friends on there now, and a couple people that I don't really like hanging out with.
Yeah. I do actually want to mention one more thing in Dragon's Dogma that happened. I did run into a dragon, finally.
Oh, yeah?
And I was like, okay, this is it. I'm high level. I'm my second class. I've progressed. I know how to kill things. I can do this. It's got 4 life bars. I'm not deterred. It's got 4 life bars, but you know what? I've got healing items. I've got stamina items. I've got bomb arrows. I've got everything. My tank is fucking... Why is my tank attacking me? She got mind controlled? She could get mind controlled?
Like, oh, what the hell? What am I...
Why are you attacking me? Why am I on fire? It's a dragon, right?
Huh, right.
And then that was my experience with a dragon.
Mind controlled your tank and fucking destroyed you.
No, actually, we made it out unscathed. I had to down my tank. Like, I ran away, and the only reason the tank got out alive was because she was trying to kill me. I was just slightly faster than her. So I got, like, out of the dragon's aggro range, and we lost it. And then the tank came up to me and was like, swing, launches me across the field. I'm like, what the fuck? So I downed her, and then I revived her. I was like, well, lesson learned. Dragons suck.
Jeez.
I don't know if there's anything I could do against mind control, or if I just have to kind of... like, suck it up and not have a tank for that, but...
Huh. How many characters do you have in that game?
4. One of them is yours, and they can level up. 2 of them you have to rent from other players.
From other players. Oh, and then you have another one that you can level up that is, like...
You.
Oh, okay.
You have you and your pawn, and then you rent 2 other pawns from other players. And right now, Dad and I are playing together, so I'm renting his pawn...
Nice.
Yeah.
So, but you're, by renting, you actually, you get money if people rent your pawn?
No, you get experience, and whatever items they decide to gift you.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I like just random interesting mechanics like that, or
yeah.
Systems, I guess, would be a more applicable term for that.
Well, and that's the other thing, like, certain people will build their pawns certain ways. So, like, I was looking really hard for a mage that could actually fucking heal.
Yeah.
And I spent several levels without a mage that could heal at all, and I finally found someone that built their mage that was at a high enough level that I was like, okay, you're it. So, that was kind of neat. And then she had an ability I'd never seen before, which is a vortex, which was that aforementioned black hole one, but it sucks all the enemies to, like, 1 point, and then you're like, okay, well, I guess I'll throw fire at them.
Nice.
So.
So now I'll have to look more into this game and probably get sucked into that instead of Final Fantasy XI, or...
Yeah.
Why not both?
And I always forget that there's something else you can do with the F ability. Or not F ability, the F button. Yeah. You can just grab objects that are on the ground and pick up and throw them at things. I always forget that. There's this mission where you have to chase this little kid around, and I completely forgot that you can just pick him up. And after I picked him up and finished that mission, I went outside and I, like, stunned a goblin, picked him up, and threw him off a cliff.
Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Or you, like, throw a rock and piss off a troll or some shit.
Yeah, you can do that. And you could find, like, TNT crates sometimes, or powder kegs, or anything like that, and you can just throw them, or you can find a log and just kind of heave it over a wall.
Jeez. Well, I think it has been a Dapper Shark.
I think it has, too. See you guys next week.
See ya. That was Emily.